The Home Affairs Minister, Aaron Motsoaledi, this week briefed the media on the final white paper on citizenship, immigration and refugee protection. But here's the thought here. He mentioned that all spaza shops need to be audited and registered to pay tax. Let's understand what that means from someone who I think may be directly involved in the implications thereof, with Rosheda Muller, who's the president of NITASA, which is the National Informal Traders Alliance of South Africa. Rosheda, I appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us on the National Pulse.
Good afternoon, and hi to all the listeners.
Much appreciated. Thank you, Ryan. What is your understanding on that issue, the focus on spaza shops needs to be effectively registered? They need to pay taxes, they need to be audited, they need to be compliant. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, when we look and go back to 2015, I think at the ILO, there was a recommendation 104, which our country, South Africa, is a signatory to, and it speaks about the formalization of the informal economy. Now, we've been working on the formality and the informalization of the economy since that time. And I think we, as an organized structure within the informal sector of South Africa, has been working closely with the ILO on this matter. And we found that not even local government has, you know, attempted to assist in this process. But one needs to understand, what does formalization of the informal economy mean? Mm. It does not now mean that you're now going to be paying taxes, and it does not mean that you are now all of a sudden in a brick and mortar structure. What it meant was that all informal traders should be afforded an enabling environment, an environment which is conducive to their trading. As you know, most of the informal sector out there are trading in open air. They have no infrastructure, very few have infrastructure, which is, I think, a very important priority for government to ensure, as we, the informal traders, are the ones that create our own jobs. With a high unemployment rate that we have in our country, we need to be protected by our government, and enabling environment should be, you know, what we trade within. When the wind blows or it rains, we just cannot operate. When it's too hot, your product is going to burn away. So those are important matters in formality, which has not happened as yet.
Okay, I hear that. But let me just focus on the specific issue of being audited and registered to pay tax. So
okay.
Is your organization, is NITASA, are you supportive that informal traders must pay taxes?
Well, I would say that, you know, formality of the environment is critical for the future of the informal sector. And we support the stance around illegals operating within our area and auditing of tax and that. However, you are not an informal trader by choice. You informal trader because you eke out a survival. There is no formalized job for you. So you create that. And yes, you can gladly audit us because we're going to be below the tax bracket. Mm. So we do believe in legal and regulation. We do believe that. But there's so much more important priority matters that government needs to look at to create that environment for us to grow and flourish. And then
So do you suggest that, in fact, the minister of Home Affairs who's raised this issue, in fact, is barking up the wrong tree, that there are other priorities, and can I just paraphrase, he's wasting his time worrying about this issue of the taxes?
Absolutely. Number one, The entire national government is aware of the existence of the informal sector being organized and that we are there. But we did not even have a direct roundtable on the discussions that affect us as the informal sector. They have engaged municipalities, they have engaged SALGA. But where are the people who are directly impacted upon? We have been left out again. We are always looked upon as second-hand
So,
citizens,
how do you shift from being left out to being, having a seat at the table? That means what level of representation has your organization made and other lobby groups made to ensure that you are not left out?
Well, I think, thank you, SAFM, for bringing us on this talk so that we can be heard. But we always communicate to national departments, but it is just like you're not acknowledged. So I think there needs to be a very strong lobby of the informal economy workers to pressurize national government that we participate at any level of policy making so that we can give them the correct stories. Yes, we have many challenges. We have many issues with illegal traders and that. But we, the sector itself, the organized structures that has done presentations to government, well, in other areas as well, that we are being heard before they pass policies like this.
Okay, I'm looking at this white paper from the Minister of Home Affairs on citizenship and immigration and refugee protection. And I found it very interesting that in the white paper, the issue of audited sponsorships and the need to pay taxes are mentioned. Why I'm saying that, I would have thought the issue of audited and a need to pay taxes would have come from SARS as opposed to the Minister of Home Affairs. Do you understand where I'm going from? What does that tell you? What message is he sending out?
Well, the message that's definitely standing out that they're overlooking the priority issues of economic empowerment of those who are vulnerable and need enabling environments, and rather go shoot gun high to see that they are bringing about more money into the coffers, which we don't know where it's going to go.
Well, I'm
So
going to suggest
let's get
differently.
back to the drawing board.
But I'm going to
Sorry.
suggest differently. I'm suggesting that, in fact, the fact that the white paper includes the issues of citizenship and refugee protection, they've linked the two, suggesting that when these foreign nationals come to visit, live in South Africa, it is they who needs to up their game and therefore be audited and be regulated. And that's why it's brought up by the Minister of Home Affairs as opposed to somebody else.
I see your point that you're raising, but to me, it is about our constituency. It's about us who are still very much suffering from the COVID era, that we have not grown into a sustainable environment, sustainable business as yet.
Okay.
So there's much to be done, and it must be done with the sector, the national structures that is there, that exists, that is recognized at government
All
level,
right.
but not,
Go and have those meetings. Make sure it does happen, and it should be an election issue, I think, informal trading, and let us know what's happened around that. Roshetta Muller, appreciate your time.
absolutely.
The president of NITASA, the National Informal Traders Alliance of South Africa. Now,